Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. We talked last week about the Red Robin passes, the bottomless burger passes, where you would get a burger and a bottomless side every day of the month of May for just $20.
Amazing deal.
It was amazing. So you had to go online and try to get it. As expected, sold out instantly. Mm-hmm. And even worse, the website crashed and people were not able to get those passes. And some people were mistakenly charged $682, which was the maximum value of the promotion.
Oh, no.
So they really screwed up there.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of moving parts here.
Oh, wait a minute. Story here says those charges have since been reversed, so those people did get their money back. But can you imagine signing up for the $20 and getting charged almost $700?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. One person on social media said, I spent literally an hour refreshing and refreshing and refreshing for the Burger Pass. Somebody else said it was literally easier to get tickets to Taylor Swift than it is to get a Red Robin Burger Pass.
Jeez, that says a lot about people loving burgers more than Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean,
for $20, that's a, like, out of this world
deal. So anyway, they said they're going to offer up some more sweepstakes and different contests coming up for everybody that didn't get into the Red Robin Burger Pass. Can you imagine, though, getting that?
I can't. That, yeah.
I know you would be there.
I know. Like, it's funny because I contemplated whether or not I wanted to do it, but I was like, this could be a problem for me. Like,
I almost did it.
Back again, Miss Katie.
I know, but I would just take advantage of that. Like,
they're
you would
bottomless
believe,
fries too,
like,
though. Oh, Katie.
I'd just live at the gym. I would live at
Red Robin
and then the gym. Like, those are the only two places. I couldn't do the show because that would just be.
The one down by
me
is actually across basically from a gym, so that would be perfect.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's what you'd have to do.
Pretty good. Ryan Gosling confirmed that he's going to be in the new Star Wars film, Starfighter.
Yeah.
Anybody know anything about this?
They talked about it at the Star Wars, the huge Star Wars Comic-Con thing in Japan over the last week. I'm excited. I mean, I love Star Wars. It takes place after, I believe, episode 9.
Okay.
And so they're, which I'm kind of glad because Star Wars kind of did all they could with the Skywalker saga. So they're kind of branching out a little bit more and creating more new stories. And I'm excited for that. I like that.
I can't keep up. There is so much Star Wars content anymore. Like, I don't even know. I think I finished The Mandalorian.
It's overkill.
And then
overkill.
After that, I was kind of like, I don't know. Yeah.
It's too much. It's
it is
overkill.
Too much,
there's
isn't
so,
it?
Even, you're a huge fan, too.
It's
so when
too
a
much.
Huge
I mean,
fan is saying, that's overkill.
But look, they know they're going to make billions of dollars off it, so they're like, more.
Plus, that baby Yoda was adorable. I mean, my gosh.
His name is Grogu.
I'm
Grogu.
Sorry, but I will call him Baby Yoda forever. Like,
she's such a casual, Jeremy.
A
I know.
Yoda.
So casual.
You're just not even tapped into the Star Wars
Whatever.
Universe.
He's adorable.
He is
super cute. Grogu.
Speaking of the Disney folks, there is a list out this morning, a big old online poll asking what the most popular Disney villain is.
Oh.
Ooh, I would say Ursula.
Darth Vader.
I love Ursula.
Back to the Star Wars universe.
Back to Star Wars.
Ursula's pretty good. She actually made the list. I think she was, like, in the top three.
Well, are they talking new or old Disney? Like,
all around?
All Disney.
All Disney.
Darth Vader. He's Disney now.
That's probably going to be the number one. Yeah. But it wasn't on this list. It was Scar from The Lion King.
Okay.
Oh, he scared me when I was young.
Yeah, same.
He scared, like, I remember watching that as a young boy, and I was like, he just killed Mufasa!
Yeah.
Sorry, spoiler alert.
Wow, way to give it away. Who's Oogie Boogie from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, yeah, the big
that?
Ghost. Oogie Boogie.
That came in at number two. I don't even know who that
the
is.
The big ghost guy, right?
And then after Ursula was the Horned King from the Black Cauldron.
No.
Yeah. How are these the most popular ones?
I know. Where's Captain Hook on there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where's Jafar?
I need Jafar on
Jafar.
That list. Yeah.
Jafar.
Where's the Beast? Because the Beast then to
Where's
I guess
the beast?
Gaston would be the villain in that movie.
He kind of was
and the Beast,
jerk.
You know?
Yeah. 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 Huh. And some people are mad about this AI image that's floating around this morning. It's a Mount Rushmore of Disney Channel stars. And you got on there Raven Simone, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, and Zendaya.
That's how it should be.
Everyone's pissed because there's no Hilary Duff on there.
Oh my gosh, Lizzie McGuire.
There's
Dude.
No McGuire. Justin Timberlake or Britney Spears either.
There should be an Even Stevens too.
Well, I mean, Justin and Britney, I don't think they should be up there because they were just on the Mickey Mouse Club. Like, Lizzie McGuire, Hilary Duff is
she
Lizzie
was
McGuire.
Huge,
Miley
yeah.
Cyrus is Hannah Montana.
I'm not mad about that one. Raven
people,
was huge. That's so Raven was
that's
huge.
That's so Raven.
It's the future
I
can
see. Yeah. The show was
that's
amazing.
Good.
I can tell you right now, I haven't seen one episode
what?
Of That's So Raven.
Lizzie McGuire was my first, like, I was like 4 or 5 when that came out, and I vividly remember being like, she is pretty.
Yeah,
like,
Hilary
she was my
Duff.
First, like, crush.
Yeah.
She's pretty cute back in the day.
Oh
huh?
my gosh,
yeah.
dude.
Still,
yeah.
still,
pretty she
still
looks
beautiful.
So, oh my gosh, I just saw a picture of her recently. She looks so good.
Yeah, she's beautiful. But yeah, I mean, we could mess with that Mount Rushmore.
You really could, right?
You
I don't love the Zendaya choice. I know she's huge, like, she is now huge.
She is.
But she was. I don't even know the show she
Shake
was on.
Shake It Up with That's, Rocky and CeCe. No, it's huge. Yeah. It's again after you, but yeah. that was for that you know age group.
They
should have
done like Zach and Cody.
They
Sweet
need
Life
an
of
old,
Zach and
they
Cody.
Need
Sweet
one
Life.
Old school one on there, and I think Timberlake probably should have been on there. Even
I
if
know.
It was just Mickey Mouse.
I don't
Club.
Think you can get mad about that because he's huge. Like,
he
is,
but
huge.
Yeah,
huge. He came from that to be the massive superstar that he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Way
know.
Way bigger than Zendaya.
We'd have to have a conversation about that, but...
that is a conversation I will yeah. never have with you. But
I was like, when are we
nice
going to talk
you to bring
about
that up. She's like, after the show, we need
you
to
know
sit
what?
Down
we
and
need,
go no. over this.
We need to talk about your decisions.
That's a hard pass.
Absolutely not.
A hard pass. Katie, what's trending locally?
Okay, well, we want to talk about the big wins over the weekend. Let's Woo-hoo! Go Nuggets. Go yeah. Avs. Go. Oh, my gosh. My heart is still pounding from that Nuggets game, but they are leading that series 1-0. The Avalanche also on top of the Dallas Stars in round one of the NHL playoffs 1-0. So both game twos are tonight. But there was an instance in that Avalanche game, Josh, where there was a Dallas
so,
fan that did something crazy.
You know how... a lot of crazy fans, when you get a couple of cold pops in you, they do some crazy things. Have you ever heard of a shooey, either one of you guys?
No.
So a shooey is where, if you get enough alcohol inside you, people like to take off their shoe, pour a can of beer in the shoe, and drink the beer from the
oh
shoe.
Oh my God, that sounds disgusting.
Incredibly unsanitary. Oh, people have done yeah. it. I mean, it's a very, very huge college thing. Oh. Well, this guy took it a step further. There was a man at the Dallas Stars and Avalanche game who had a prosthetic leg. And instead of taking off his shoe to drink the beer, Jeremy and Katie,
yeah, here we
he
go.
Took off his leg,
yes.
filled up the hollow part with the beer, and drank the beer from his
He's got
leg.
Leg juice in
yeah,
there, though.
Imagine
like,
the
leg
germs.
Sweat.
His, yeah, dude, total leg sweat.
Germs.
A but, lot of stuff doesn't get me, like, kind of, but that kind of gets me. Yeah.
Well, okay, Jerry, oh, yeah. it's your own leg,
so
though.
Smelly.
Do you think you'd be less grossed out?
No, I think that's pretty foul.
Well, anyway, the Jumbotron caught him doing that, and the fans loved him. They
well,
thought
sure.
he was the coolest dude at the party. But the Avs did get the last laugh because I was glued to my TV on Saturday from 1:30 until like 10:30 at night because Nuggets and Avs went back to back, and those games were both so good.
Couldn't keep my eyes off.
We had a party, man. Of first of all, there was an Avs watch party in Golden at the Buffalo Rose.
Love that place.
Really
I'm trying
cool.
to get a happy hour lined up there.
Yes.
I was love.
I
want to
have
there.
A mixed happy hour there.
Well, Altitude got a happy hour there, so we
well,
should too.
Well, that's great.
And yeah, so them. There was a Avs party watch party. There was a Nuggets watch party. It was so much fun on Saturday.
Yeah,
oh my gosh!
Good for
and
them.
They both got the dub. So.
Yes, and the Avs a big. 5-1. That's how
Huge.
You do it. That is how you do it.
I watched the end of the Nuggets game.
You needed to.
Overtime, dude.
Because
I mean,
Nicole
like,
said, you need to I was in the basement. You need to come up here and watch the end of this.
Can
you
I
do.
Tell you? Can I tell them what you texted us on Saturday?
Yeah,
it was really
it was
funny
so
of how
funny.
He
it was. So funny.
He was. Oh, he showed us. He had, you have such a cool He-Man collection. You've
you
talked
do.
About it. You have such a cool He-Man
only
collection.
A part of it.
And that was part of it. But He goes, my wife and son are upstairs yelling at the TV, and I'm down in my basement looking at my He-Man.
Playing with my He-Man toys.
Like I was organizing, thank you very much.
Sorry, organizing, yes.
I was organizing my action figures.
Oh, you are funny.
Because I'm sure you and I were yelling at the TV, too.
I was so ridiculously stressed out. I mean, it's funny because, Josh, you were texting in our little group where you're like, you live and die by Russell Westbrook. And we literally lived and died by Russell Westbrook in this game. Like,
luckily, we lived.
Oh, thank goodness we lived at the end there. But, yeah, it was so stressful. But the good news is about all of this is game two is tonight.
Yeah.
And we've got tickets for you to win.
Yeah, we've got a pair of tickets.
We'll be doing
our best announcer voice contest again. It's been a minute. It's been a few months since we've done that.
And it's so much fun.
So what that is we'll have we'll fill up the phone lines with listeners, and you got to give us your best Nuggets announcer voice. You can do whatever you want. You can announce a player, or you can do the "Let's go Nuggets!" You can do whatever you want, but you got to be the announcer, and the best one will walk away with a pair of tickets at 8 o'clock
to tonight's game two.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That's so exciting! Oh, go Nuggets
against the Nail Clippers.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's funny. It is good. Okay, so this story, it's got me shaking my head here and shaking it a little bit, and scratching also was the word I was looking for. Sorry. Bentley Denver. So they had a 2023 Ferrari at their dealership, right? The Bentley Denver right here in Lone Tree is the one we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this Ferrari, and a dealership in Minnesota wanted to buy this Ferrari, okay? So since this story hasn't been proved, I guess, I want to say the word allegedly.
Allegedly.
So when the dealership in Minnesota, they did all the things that they needed to do to make it happen to get the Ferrari. So they arranged for Angels Moving to facilitate the transportation of the vehicle across the country. Okay. So that's where we're at. So this guy from, quote, Angels Moving, quote, shows up to get the vehicle at the Lone Tree location. And allegedly, the Bentley dealership in Denver didn't check any credentials or do a background check on this guy.
Bentley of Denver.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
So, like, this guy
allegedly
was a fake.
Allegedly.
He was not with Angels Moving.
How does that happen?
Exactly.
Do they get...
Yeah, how does he hear about
that? Are they hacked
that,
into that actual company's system?
Here's the thing is, they're trying to figure out where it all happened, but it's looking more and more like a big operation, right? Like, they knew what they were doing, obviously, but the guys here at the dealership, they're like, we just figured that, you know, he was the person who was showing up. He said Angels Moving. He showed up at the time that he was supposed to be here.
Well,
like all of the things lined up, but they didn't do the check of the insurance and the ID, and they just let him have
the Ferrari. So this guy's like, oh my gosh, walked out with a free Ferrari.
Yeah, now the Minnesota dealership is suing the Bentley Denver
What's the value?
Dealership.
Do we know?
The dealerships are the $235,000 for this car. So it's a big chunk of change. Yeah, it's, $218,000 is what it's worth total.
Is this car still on the loose?
Golly,
they haven't found it?
Yeah, they haven't found the car.
Oh,
they haven't found the guy. So they're seeking actually triple the damages determined in court because attorney's fees and pre and post judgment interest and whatnot.
This
so
is horrible.
That's just how much the car's worth. They're going for much more.
Darn.
But how crazy is that story?
Super
like,
crazy. I want to know once they, you know, discover how this happened. I want to know how.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Well, again, they're thinking it's like a big ring. Like they know what
I'm
they're
sure.
doing. They're like,
well, remember Chris Bryant got his Ferrari stolen.
That's what it is. So,
and it's these people that pose as this moving company because they're like, we're gonna get a
but
free
again,
Ferrari
how do
they
out
know?
Of
this.
Well, they bust into all of the
hack in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm sure
they're
just hacking.
They're figuring out all the information that they need beforehand, and then going into it saying, hey, I'm the person here to pick up the Ferrari and just hoping they go with it.
And then
it.
There's that scene from like Ferris Bueller where it's like, up
well,
and over the road.
I think like Fast and the Furious, like this is some like movie stuff,
just found
stuff,
a Ferrari
right?
stripped for parts
oh
in Denver.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh. All right.
All right, we're going to end it with a positive one because Film on the Rocks was announced.
Yay.
These are movies you can watch at Red Rocks. And June 9th is the first one. So you get to see 2001 A Space Odyssey. And then we're going to have music from Big Dopes and comedy from Al Jackson.
I love Big Dopes.
I figured you're their biggest fan. I know you run their fan club, so I figured you'd like that one. June 23rd, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then you'll have music from Martini Shot and Steve Gillespie with the comedy there.
Boy, these are just names. I just love
all
these
names. So we'll also have Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Now I know that one.
Legally Blonde and Shrek 2. So, you'll have music and comedy throughout these nights as well.
That's
so you're going to have
lineup.
Yeah, music, comedy, and a movie. So it's neat how they have
it all.
I like that.
And June 9th through August 18th. I want to go to that Legally Blonde one on July 6th.
One.
Like to
what,
see
like
that
it's hard?
To see that at Red Rocks? Like that bend.
What do they do?
And
bend
snap.
And snap. There it is.
I love that. So I got to meet Stifler's mom at a club once. And
what?
Like, and a bunch of people asked her to do the bend and snap. And she doesn't like that, in case you're wondering. She
I bet. She's
a bunch of people
done,
are.
I know,
I've done more
like,
than this.
I'm done bending. I'm more than that.
And snapping.
Don't call me Stifler's mom.
Yeah, don't do that either.
It's Jennifer Coolidge. Oh, she's way cool. She's way more than Stifler's mom.
So much more fun than that. But yeah, so it is going to be a great, great lineup for Film on the Rocks. Yeah,
it's always packed.
For everybody.
Man, it's a good moneymaker for Red Rocks, too.
It is. It is. And what do you
just something different to
do
go
you
do.
Need an excuse to go out there to Red Rocks? I know I don't.
No,
it's
but
so
a
like
really nice summer night. You bring a little picnic blanket and snacks and stuff.
I was going to ask you about that. Can you bring like pillows and sleeping bags?
Oh, yeah.
You can make it like your own little squared off section. Yeah, it's really cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Make it comfy.
Bring a big old beanbag chair and sit there.
Exactly.
If you want to haul that up to Red Rocks.
Up the stairs.
What are those love sacks? Those gigantic love sacks? You're rolling that up the stairs.
Get my cardio in today.
Go around. Go around.
Go around!
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.